This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Download. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
And that breaking news in just the last
news from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus traffic and weather to get you school and work ready. And when you get home, watch ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 with David Muir.
Also tonight, the state of emergency at this hour. The
morning tonight, ABC 7 News, always on your side.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Come visit Jiffy Lube's South Riding, Virginia location, relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza, South Riding. Jiffy Lube's now located next to the car wash. Both businesses are now open.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Light volume, nice and quiet around the region, enjoying the trip. Reminder, though, the reversible roadways carry two-way traffic today, and HOV restrictions lifted on 395-66. Metrorail, they're operating on a Saturday schedule. However, right now they are dealing with an additional problem on the red lines. Expect delays due to a broken-down train near Farragut North. That's for the red line trains right now, so a little bit of extra time for sure. No problems, 270 crossing the Legion Bridge, Wilson Bridge, and around the Beltway looks great all directions there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds otherwise, clear shot this morning. Later this afternoon, we'll start to see the clouds increase, 34. Tonight, cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43, a rain or snow shower, especially early. And tomorrow night, a storm's going to try to get going to our east. Might see some snow showers with a front coming in. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Herndon, 16 in La Plata, 19 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Flooding forces some families out of their homes in Vermont. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
You, Dan Mandison for Vincent Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. On a day when America celebrates, remembers the legacy and the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., hope you're having a great morning thus far. Well, I'm not sure if the president is having a good morning. Everybody on the left is calling him a racist after these alleged comments. And the president says, no, I did not call Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and some African countries as Chris Plant says, spitballs, crap hole nations, whatever you want to say. The president says, no, we used tough language in that meeting regarding DACA, regarding chain migration, regarding all of these various things that they were talking about. Unfortunately for the Dreamers now, this whole thing has sent that conversation onto the back burner because the president is absolutely enraged now, saying, I never used such derogatory language about the people of Haiti. But Dick Durbin, he says differently. Here's what he has to say.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions. And in the course of his comment, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist. I use those words advisedly. I understand how powerful they are. But I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday.
Yeah, so the big question now is, did he or did he not say these words? Now, we know the nations that he was talking about, Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and again, some African nations. And listen, it doesn't take a stable genius, as I said earlier in the program, to figure out that these nations have a lot of challenges, to say the least. Haiti, corruption, gang violence, drugs, organized crime, horrible economy, poor education, little to no opportunity. There is a reason, Democrats, as to why people are trying to flee these countries. El Salvador, corruption of the police department and the government, organized crime, gang violence. This is where MS-13 is based and started, folks. It's among the world's most dangerous nations and a corrupt government. You know what? It sounds like a crap hole nation to me. It really does. This is why people are trying to flee these countries. Honduras, horrible healthcare system, education, murder rate is the highest in the world. Not enough hospitals, not enough jails, horrible schools. And it goes on and on. You want to talk about Africa? You want to talk about corruption and bribery, disease, lacking in hospitals, basic needs of not being met, food, housing, education, need help from the cops, you have to bribe the police. So yeah, these nations have a lot of challenges. And I just find it stunning, just stunning, that you've got all these lawmakers on the left, obviously, maybe some on the right as well. Paul Ryan, I think, came out and said that these comments are not helpful. And you have these folks. It's amazing that they're upset about the words of the president as opposed to focusing on the plight of the people of Haiti, El Salvador, Honduras, and some of these African countries. And the president, make no mistake, he was talking about the countries, not the people of the countries. But this doesn't prevent CNN's Jim Acosta on Anderson Cooper's program on CNN basically saying, yeah, the president, it's just the racism runs deep.
There just seems to be a pattern here for this president, and it's a disturbing pattern because it seems to come back to one truth here, and that is that this president, deep down, may just be a racist.
And it does get so frustrating, doesn't it? Doesn't it get frustrating because this is one of those stories where if you just take a step back and you forget about the color wars of left versus right, you know, red versus blue, and you look at these things and you think, you know, did the president say anything racist? If you, even if he said crap hole countries, was it racist? And in my estimation, no. He is talking about the governments. He is talking about the countries themselves, not the people from the governments. And now we do have some folks that are saying, who were in the same meeting, that say that no, the president said no such thing. This is a David Perdue, a Republican out of Georgia.
Coming out of that meeting, we had a gross misrepresentation of what happened in that meeting.
And you say it was a gross misrepresentation. Senator Durbin has been very clear. Senator Graham has told others that the reports were basically accurate. Are you saying the president did not use the word that has been so widely reported?
I'm telling you he did not use that word, George.
Yeah, that is David Perdue on with George Stephanopoulos. Senator Tom Cotton says the same thing. Never was said.
So you're saying in that room you didn't hear any of this sort of lumping everybody together. Is that what you're saying?
I did not hear derogatory comments about individuals or persons, no.
Okay, so this sentiment is totally phony as well, that is attributed to him?
Yes.
Okay.
So who do you believe? Do you believe the Democrats, who are perpetually, and you know this is true, perpetually screaming racism? Or do you believe the president? I, for one, quite frankly, don't know who to believe, but here's what I do know. What I do know is that when we are so hyper-focused on constant accusations of racism, then the eye is taken off of the ball. They were in there to talk about what? They were in there to talk about DACA. They were in there to talk about the Dreamers. Now, here's what I wonder. Dick Durbin out there screaming that this is indeed what the president said, and he's been so offended by the language. Is it possible, and this is just me and you talking, is it possible that Dick Durbin and the left, you know that they never, ever want to give the president any kind of a victory going into the midterm elections? We know that. So is it possible that Durbin came out, and I don't want to call anybody a liar, but is it possible that this was floated out there, that these accusations are being made to derail the discussions regarding the Dreamers, because they don't want to, ultimately, the left and the Democrats, they don't want to come to any kind of an understanding or an agreement on Dreamers, because that would be ultimately a sign that President Trump is doing a good job. And so they purposely derailed the conversation because they knew that they were very close to a victory for the Dreamers, and the president has come out and he said, we are very close to a deal on the Dreamers. I want to make sure that we get the wall and all of these other border security things done. But ultimately, we want to do right by the Dreamers. And the Democrats, they get together and they realize, oh, crap, we cannot have any kind of a victory for President Trump, knowing that the majority of the American people do not want to see the Dreamers deported. And so the Democrats figure out a way to provoke some sort of a reaction from President Trump. And so they concoct this story about how he uses this racist terminology to derail the conversation regarding the Dreamers, and therefore the president does not have any kind of a deal regarding the Dreamers, and this lends right into their narrative that the president is a racist. It's perfect if you're a Democrat. It's perfect if you're a liberal. It's perfect if you are Maxine Waters. It's perfect if you're some of these other folks that are constantly screaming that the president is a racist. It's perfect if you're a Democrat who wants to boycott the president's State of the Union. So we'll have to wait and see ultimately what happens with this conversation and the Dreamers. By and large, this is something that is going to be in the news in the next week or so. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. It is 7:15. We do traffic every 10 minutes first on the fives. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Whitten.
And not too much. We're nice and quiet this morning around the region. Beltway wide open. Virginia, Maryland without any delay. We do have a broken down car. Want to give you a heads up on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, after you pass Dower House Road. That was blocking the right lane. Important to note because you're coming up on it at speed. So again, 4 past Dower House Road for the stalled. No problems heading into town, 295, and heading each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway. Now, I've been talking about Metro Rail, giving you the reminder they're operating on a Saturday schedule, so trains every 12 minutes, but you get off-peak fares, free parking at Metro-operated lots. Right now on Metro Rail, they're dealing with a broken down train outside of Farragut North. And according to Metro Rail, they have stopped suspended service on the red line between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square, and they've requested a shuttle. So again, because the broken down at Farragut North, red line service suspended between DuPont and Judiciary Square. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today's going to be partly cloudy, and then it's going to become mostly cloudy later today with a high of 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 27. And right now, it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Good morning to you, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vince and Mary. So we all know that Orrin Hatch has decided to call it quits. And clearly we know that Mitt Romney, who pretty much has now confirmed that he is going to run for that spot. It's going to be very interesting because we know that this is a guy, Mitt Romney, who the second that Orrin Hatch announced that he was going to retire, Romney on his Twitter feed changed his location from Massachusetts to Utah. And we know that Romney has been somebody who has been a very harsh critic of President Trump since he was candidate Trump. As a matter of fact, after the president became the candidate, the official candidate to run against Hillary after he won the primaries, we know that Romney came out and just blasted President Trump. So I'm going to assume that Mitt Romney may be a thorn in the side of the president once he is elected to the Senate. Well, this is going to be interesting. Obviously, we know that Utah, they have a lot of Mormons there. Mitt Romney himself is Mormon. Well, apparently more Mormons now approve of President Donald Trump's job performance last year than any other religious group. Now, I don't know if I would say this is necessarily surprising, but what is going to be interesting is from a political standpoint, because that's part of what I always find very interesting about these stories, how does Mitt Romney now maneuver when he's in the Senate? Because if more and more Mormons are approving of the president's job performance, but he continues to be a thorn in the side of the president, well, then how does he deal with his own constituents who may see Mitt Romney as somebody who is ultimately anti-Trump? I mean, think about that. More Mormons approved of President Donald Trump's job performance last year than any other religious group. This is from Newsweek. 61% of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said they approved of Donald Trump in 2017, according to a new Gallup report, an apparent shift from the religious group's feelings towards Trump during the 2016 election. They say that Mormons were the only religious group to overwhelmingly approve of the president in 2017. The Gallup report shows 61% of Mormons polled said they approved of the president, while Trump's national approval rating last year averaged only 38%. They do say, though, that Trump and top Mormon leaders have had, as they say, a turbulent relationship. They go on to talk about, of course, as we all know, after the infamous hot mic from the Access Hollywood grab 'em by the P word video was released during the 2016 election, Utah's Mormon governor, a guy by the name of Gary Herbert, as well as then Representative Jason Chaffetz, spoke out against Trump. And Chaffetz even said that if he voted for Trump, he could no longer look his daughter in the eye. So, very interesting. So, how does Mitt Romney then conduct himself when he ultimately takes over for Orrin Hatch in the Senate? Does he continue to be a thorn in the side of the president, or does he go along with President Trump in what President Trump wants? Because we know that for all of the anger and all of the vitriol and all of the hostility that is against President Trump, it seems every single week there is yet another accusation. Every single week there seems to be another call for impeachment. And the president, it feels like he is constantly on the defensive. How does Mitt Romney conduct himself when he ultimately takes over for Orrin Hatch? By the way, just to put one final thought onto what ultimately has been the topic of conversation for the last several days, and that is the fact that the president supposedly used this quote-unquote vulgar and racist language against the folks from Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and African countries, is the fact that the president says that he never said anything about the Haitians other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. He says he never said take them out. That was a phrase that was made up by the Democrats. He says, I have a wonderful relationship with the Haitians, and he is saying that he should probably record future meetings. Listen, whether it was the disagreement over what was said in the meeting between he and James Comey or this particular meeting regarding the Dreamers, I would say that, yes, the president should record future meetings. A very good call. Dan in for Vince and Mary on WMAL.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Win $1 million when you sign sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
725 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We need traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
All right, we'll start with Metrorail, as that is part of our morning commute. Now, they are operating on a Saturday schedule on this MLK holiday, which means off-peak fares, free parking at Metro-operated lots, and trains every 12 minutes. Now, they've been looking at the red line with a problem with the, they were calling it a disabled train outside of Farragut North, but now they say it partially derailed, and they are going to be setting up shuttle buses on the red line. Due to this, they've suspended service between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square, so no red line trains in that stretch, but shuttle buses are now available with that derailment reported. The train off the tracks initially reported just as a broken down. Now, on the roads we go, wow, it is fantastic. Looks cool. Great around the Beltway, wide open Maryland, Virginia, 66, 95, 395, no troubles at all. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Help Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Just a bit of cloud. Otherwise, it's clear in the morning hours. We'll continue to see clear sky with clouds coming in later at a high of only 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital. And good morning to you. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. Mornings on the Mall right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Michael Wolff. You know, the guy that wrote that Fire and Fury book? Do you know how much he's going to make on this particular book? $7.4 million, as a matter of fact. And one of the questions that I would ask is, will he be giving any of that money over to President Trump? Because let's face it, and I say this with all due love and respect for the president, but listen, had the president just ignored this book, Michael Wolff would not have even made close to the $7.4 million. And by the way, just so you know, this is going to be perpetual. According to Yahoo.com now, there are dozens more resistance books that are scheduled for 2018. And so the president, when he was elected, he should have understood that resistance books are certainly par for the course. And frankly, a part of the job description of being the president of the United States is learning to deal with these kind of attacks. Dan Mandis right here on WMAL.
Attention, D.C. area. How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Canadian.
2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
And good morning, Dan Mandison for Vincent Mary on WMAL. Coming up next, what does Condoleezza Rice have to say about the hashtag MeToo movement? It might surprise you. And what former President Obama says about folks who watch Fox News? Not so surprising. All of that straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Hawaiians are still shaken 2 days after a false alarm that said the island was the target of an inbound ballistic missile. The state employee who pushed the wrong button and accidentally sent out that alert has now been reassigned, and the state is suspending further tests of its alert system until the investigation into the weekend incident is complete. President Trump sounds pessimistic about the chances of an agreement on immigration that would avert a government shutdown on Friday.
Democrats want a definitive plan that lets the so-called Dreamers remain in the U.S. The president and his allies want the tighter border security and money specifically for the wall. Speaking to reporters outside the Trump International Golf Club in Florida,
I don't think the Democrats want to make a deal. And the folks from DACA should know the Democrats are the ones that aren't going to make a deal.
At the same time, a federal judge's order against the administration means those registered under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals can once again apply to renew their legal status. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the top priority for lawmakers and the president in the immigration talks has to be to protect the Dreamers. McAuliffe says that means compromise.
Well, there's some things we can do on sensible border protection. Listen. Yeah, I just finished 4 years as governor. We had a very successful record. I had to compromise on a lot of different issues. Our economy in Virginia is doing great today. But you don't get everything you want. But compromise, to me, absolutely protect these Dreamers. Now, if we got to do some sensible border protections in it, fine. But we need to do it.
And the Vatican is designating an historic Alexandria church as the Washington area's second basilica. St. Mary Catholic Church will now be known as the Basilica of St. Mary. Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,803, the Nasdaq at 7,261. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Jaguars and Vikings advance in the NFL playoffs. College basketball, UVA wins its eighth in a row. Navy and AU lose. NBA, the Wizards host Milwaukee this afternoon. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis Diamond Jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail on the red line. I want to give you a heads up. Now, initially, crews were reporting the train as broken down, disabled, but they say partially off the track, calling it now a derailment, so that's going to be a bigger issue. For red line commuters, service is suspended between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square. They have shuttle buses available, but you have to plan extra time for those shuttle buses as well. So I'll keep you posted if anything changes on that. But for now, no service for the red line between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square. And they also, overall, on Metrorail, operating on a Saturday schedule due to the MLK holiday, off-peak fares on 66. Let's take you in from Gainesville up through to the Beltway without any delay. Looks fabulous. Same story with 95, 395 out of Stafford, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, heads up on 270, where we had been delay-free. Now, seeing a little bit of volume as you push in the Hyattstown area, southbound past and approaching the exit for 109. That's about the thickest of it. Crews are looking in that area to see if there's anything causing that potential delay. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit of cloud. Otherwise, it's clear in the morning hours. We'll continue to see clear sky with clouds coming in later at a high of only 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 16 in Springfield, 14 in Beltsville, 18 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 105.9, 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. Yes, indeed, mornings on the Mall. On a day where we celebrate and remember the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, good morning to you. Lots going on in the world. Of course, we've been talking all day about what happened on Saturday over this false ballistic missile warning that happened in Hawaii. And again, that happened, of course, as we all know, on Saturday, and also been covering the fallout over the president's alleged controversial comments regarding Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and African countries as well. There was a lot of other stories going on right now. One of the things that I thought was interesting is Condoleezza Rice. Of course, we know her as the former U.S. Secretary of State. And she was asked what she thought about the current hashtag MeToo movement. And she says it's a good thing, but she also said this. Listen close.
I do think we have to be a little bit careful. Let's not turn women into snowflakes. Let's not infantilize women. And what I really don't want to happen is I don't want it to get to a place that men start to think, well, maybe it's just better not to have women around. I've heard a little bit of that, and it worries me.
Yeah, as she was talking to David Axelrod, and it is interesting because we have seen that, and she talks about how men, basically, and some companies, she intimated this, that there are some companies that may not necessarily want to hire women. And I know that that has been some of the whispers that has been around, and that is, could this whole hashtag MeToo movement backfire against women? And I know that it certainly could, because part of the problem that we've seen in this campaign is in this movement on social media and in the media, generally speaking, is that there are innocent men that are getting caught up in all of this, what I would say, in some instances, clearly not all, but some instances, men are being accused and they have absolutely no way to defend themselves. I mean, we've seen this time and again. You saw James Franco. He is the actor, right? He's been accused by five different women of sexual harassment. And so for his part, there really is no way for a guy like James Franco, for example. How do you defend yourself against allegations? If there's no cameras, there's no evidence, these are just accusations, then if you're James Franco or a lot of these guys, you say, well, I support the movement. I support the conversation. I support women, but I really can't defend myself, because you can't defend yourself against simply words, can you? Other than basically say, no, I didn't do it. But the problem is that these days, if you say, well, no, I didn't do it, or if you are somebody who is defending somebody who says they didn't do it, whatever it might be as far as sexual harassment or sexual assault or whatever it is, well, then you're siding with sexists and misogynists and all these other things. So that's what Condoleezza Rice means. And there have been instances where we've seen guys very much disagree with the accusations that are hurled against them, and they ultimately lose everything anyway, even if there is no real evidence against them. And unfortunately, that's something that we're seeing time and again. So I totally understand what Condoleezza Rice is saying. And I hearken back to the story from a few weeks ago where Matt Damon basically said, and maybe you remember this story, he said, listen, there is a spectrum of inappropriate behavior. There is, you know, touching a woman on the butt or on the shoulder or whatever, you know, very, I'm not going to say innocent, but you know, maybe even playful. You could describe some of these things that are now finding their way into the hashtag MeToo movement. Then you have men who inappropriately touch women. You have men that inappropriately touch children. And they're not the same thing. Touching a woman on the behind and assaulting a woman, they're not the same thing. And he got absolutely lambasted on social media for that, to the point, and I don't know where the story ended up, but to the point where there was an online petition to get him dropped from movie Ocean's 8. So I do totally and completely understand how this whole hashtag MeToo movement can backfire on women. By the way, President Obama now is saying that those who watch Fox News, which I would be willing to bet is a lot of you, Those who watch Fox News are, quote, living on a different planet than those who get their information from other sources. Obama made the remarks during an interview with David Letterman on his new show, which began streaming Friday on Netflix. The former late-night host alluded to President Donald Trump when he asked Obama about what he considered a more dangerous threat to democracy, the president's attacks on the media or a foreign power trying to influence the results of an election. And the president said basically what the Russians exploited, but it was already here, is we are operating in completely different universes. He says one of the biggest challenges we have to our democracy is the degree to which we don't share a common baseline of facts. And that's when he said, if you watch Fox News, you're living on a completely different planet than if you are listening to NPR. I'll get into more of this straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. That story, and also, I'm not sure about you, but I know that for me, and speaking of Fox News and speaking of CNN and Headline News and all of these different media outlets, I know that I am beginning to grow weary of all of the anger and all of the vitriol on these various all news TV outlets. And so is some of these fitness places, and so now they've decided to turn off the television as far as those news channels go. So I'll have that story as well straight ahead on WMAL.
Did you know that now is the best time to replace your windows? You'll see immediate results in the comfort of your home and lower heating bills. This is Mary Walter. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows direct from their local factory built specifically for your home. They eliminate the middleman, so they're totally accountable to you, and that gives you peace of mind. Don't miss the incredible winter window sale taking place right now at Thompson Creek. You'll receive $200 off every window, plus no money down and zero interest financing until August 2019. Take advantage of this offer. You will not only save $200 off every window, you'll receive 0% financing until August 2019. Feel the difference with Thompson Creek Windows Winter Window Sale. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK or thompsoncreek.com.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
All right, very quiet on the roads today, but Dan, the big story right now is going to be on Metro Rail, red line trains and a stretch suspended. Initially, it was reported as a broken down train, but now they're calling it a derailment. Obviously, we have some of the wheels off the rails there, and they have to deal with this. Could be a big issue for a period of time. So no red line trains between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square. Shuttle buses have been set up, but that always takes extra time when you're dealing with the shuttle buses. So plan for that. That's for Metro Rail's red line. The rest of the Metro Rail service today operating on a Saturday schedule, which means trains every 12 minutes, but off-peak fares are available, or that's what they offer today. On 270, that's where I'm seeing some delays, and that's due to the crash. It's going to be in the Hyattstown area south of the exit for 109. So if you're coming southbound, say out of Urbana, up ahead before the exit for 109, to pass 109, that crash in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air now on the move. We're going to get it kicked out of here. Should have some better weather. Milder temperatures anyway. A few clouds otherwise. Clear shot this morning. Later this afternoon, we'll start to see the clouds increase, 34. Tonight, cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43. A rain or snow shower, especially early. Then tomorrow night, a storm's going to try to get going to our east. Might see some snow showers with a front coming in. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it's 19 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning, Dan, in for Vince and Mary on WMAL. You know, I thought it was interesting when President Obama reading these, former President Obama, reading these comments about how folks who watch Fox News are living on a different planet than those that listen to NPR. I think one of the things that you have to realize is there is most certainly a war going on between Republicans and Democrats, between conservatives and liberals. But also, there's a war going on between the media outlets. And we know that Fox News is certainly, I'm not going to say that they are pro-Trump. I would say that they are fair to President Trump. But when you look at the overall assault and I would call it an assault, that the media has had against President Trump, you understand why it is that the president, quote-unquote, attacks the mainstream media. Because there is this constant narrative that's happening in the country right now where you do have a lot of these media outlets who are consistently painting President Trump as a racist, consistently painting President Trump and people who support President Trump. And basically, it seems to me like if you have an R next to your name, then you are thrown into this wide swath of, oh, President Trump, he's a misogynist, he's a racist, and all of these other horrific things. So when former President Obama says that we are living on a different planet than those who listen to NPR and perhaps watch CNN and MSNBC, NBC and so forth. Well, it is because the facts do seem to change depending on your perspective. I'm just going to give you one example. For example, we know that the president may have said something rather controversial during this meeting last week where he called the nations of Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and some African countries as S-hole countries, crap-hole countries. So, if you are somebody who is supportive of President Trump and perhaps watches Fox News, you look at that story and you think, well, wait a minute. I mean, common sense would tell you that those are countries that have a lot of challenges. You could even say that if you're going to be rather crass about it, you could say, and no offense to President Trump, but, you know, you could say that those are crap hole countries. But why are they facing such challenges? I mean, you look at the reasons behind each and every one of these countries. You've got corruption, you've got violence, you've got drugs, you've got horrible educational systems, you've got horrible hospitals, not enough hospitals, and you've got all kinds of things that clearly affect the good people that live in those nations. And so when the president, former president, talks about how we all live on a different plane, a different planet, Fox News versus, say, for example, CNN and NPR, well, yeah. Because if you are somebody who watches Fox News, you are not constantly looking for a way to disparage and delegitimize the president. If you're somebody who watches CNN or MSNBC, you are somebody who is constantly trying to delegitimize and disparage the president. So I would say absolutely, we live on different planets because we all have different agendas. We know that for President Trump and people who watch Fox News and people who support President Trump, well, guess what? We just want to make America great again. People who are supportive of President Trump, we just want to see immigration fixed. We want to see more of our tax dollars coming back to us. We want to see ISIS essentially go away. We want to see a lot of these various things that the president campaigned on. We want to see those things happen. And so if that means that we live on a different planet from some of those folks on the left who want to see the president fail and want to make sure that they do anything and everything they can do to get, say, for example, more seats in the midterm elections or regain the White House in 2020, well, then that's what they're going to do. So unfortunately, it does depend on whether you have an R or a D next to your name as to how you ingest or digest a lot of the facts. But I don't think that's a news thing. I think that is one of those things where it just depends on your political ideology as to how you decipher various news stories and where you get those stories from. If you are somebody who watches CNN, you know the mantra. The president is a racist. The president needs to be impeached. And so I'm going to, if I'm somebody on the left, I'm going to gravitate towards that planet. If I'm a supporter of President Trump, I'm going to gravitate towards that planet. But unfortunately, when you look at which side is more rational and which side is more based on facts, I would certainly say, at least somebody who lives on the Fox News planet, I would certainly say that Fox News is the far more rational and the side on the left, which is CNN and MSNBC and some of these other outlets, they are based in hysteria. They are based on this constant drumbeat of impeach, impeach, impeach. I've got examples straight ahead on WMAL.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Honey, I think it's time to get a new fence.
What? We're barely into the new year.
And we really need a new deck.
Yeah, but do you really think that now's the time? I mean...
It's the perfect time, because for a limited time, Long Fence is offering its lowest prices of the year.
Good point. I'll go to longfence.com right now and schedule a free estimate.
Everything we build makes a difference at Long Fence.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
7:55 on WMAL. We do traffic every 10 minutes, first on the fives. From the D. Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
All right, and our big story right now, Metro Rail Red Line service suspended between DuPont Circle and Judiciary Square, and that's due to train derailment right south of Farragut North. And fire department activity outside and near the station closes Connecticut Avenue between L and M Street. Metro Rail all morning and all day operating on a Saturday schedule due to the MLK holiday. So I'll let you know if any changes happen with that red line service. Roads have been so quiet this morning. Just a fantastic ride around the Beltway. No problems to report. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Now, where we do have a delay, and it's the only delay I'm really seeing on our major arteries, is on 270 south approaching and passing 109. We had an incident that was blocking the right lane. Update is now brought to service of Davis Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea and learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention. Get started. Hit 800-294-7417. That's 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watch it, a few clouds, otherwise clear for a Monday morning on this Martin Luther King Day, becoming cloudy as we get into the afternoon. 34. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE-accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
And good morning, Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. Coming up, the president extends the Iranian nuclear deal and who's going and who's boycotting the State of the Union. It's all straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. On some breaking news this morning, a serious problem on Metro. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's going on?
Well, the latest details about this keep unfolding here, getting more information. Metro Rail's Red Line, a derailed train just outside of Farragut North. Now, about an hour ago, they said it was a broken down train. They were thinking about single tracking. Then they suspended service. Right now, they're saying fire department activities there, and they have about 60 occupants that are on that train. So the fire department is trying to safely get those passengers off the train and take them back to Metro Center. So a little bit complicated right now. Metro Rail now have more coming up in traffic.
And Metro tweeted just moments ago that there were no injuries on that derailed train this morning. In Hawaii, where people are still shaken by the weekend false alarm about an incoming missile, authorities have suspended further tests of their alert system until an investigation is complete.
President Trump says the false alarm in Hawaii was a state issue.
They took total responsibility, but we're going to get involved. Their attitude and their what they want to do, I think it's terrific. They took responsibility. They made a mistake.
Officials say the mistake that had people scared for their lives happened because an officer pushed the wrong button. That individual was reassigned to a new post. An investigation is underway, and officials have increased security to the alert system. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The president insists he is not a racist. But the firestorm over the word he allegedly used at a meeting last week is not going away.
Outside his Florida golf course, President Trump spoke to reporters from a distance. Of course, he was asked about his alleged use of a vulgar term to describe countries from which he seems to prefer immigrants would not come.
No, I'm not a racist.
But in tweets and previous comments, Mr. Trump has made clear he prefers immigrants who have immediately good prospects when they get to the U.S. Georgia Democrat Congressman John Lewis on ABC's This Week.
I think he is a racist.
Lewis says he will again boycott the president's State of the Union address. Bob Costantini, Washington.
On this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, some people will take a day of rest. Others will be working to help in the community.
A volunteer fair will take place this afternoon in North Bethesda. Molly Calloway heads the Montgomery County Volunteer Center. She says there are dozens of opportunities for people to get involved.
Things like making bracelets for breast cancer survivors, making cards for troops overseas. We're packaging food for both Manna Food Center and Meals on Wheels.
If you'd like to take part, head to the Bethesda North Marriott Hotel and Conference Center on Marinelli Road between 1 and 3 today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, they say Virginia is for lovers, but you better be married or you're actually breaking the law.
An antiquated Virginia law says having sex with someone you're not married to is a misdemeanor. Delegate Mark Levine says the law is not only ridiculous, but unconstitutional and needs to go.
If you've made criminal conduct something that a third or a half, or in the case of fornication, probably well north of a half, Virginians have committed, it's not the people that have a problem, it's the law.
Levine says it's fine for religious leaders to condemn sex before marriage.
But what we shouldn't do is, as a state, make a crime something that's a moral decision.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Officials at Merriweather Post Pavilion say they will rebuild the collapsed roof at the popular music venue, and they say they will get it done in time for the 2018 concert season. Checking your money, their markets are closed for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,803. The Nasdaq at 72,61. Sports, college basketball, UVA improves to 16-1 on the season with a win over NC State. Navy and AU lose. NBA, it's Wizards-Bucks this afternoon at Capital One Arena. WMAL Newstime 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.